No entiendo. Ich verstehe nicht. Je ne comprends pas. No matter what the language, it all means the same thing. I don't understand. In every language primer that I've ever worked with, and those who know me and the number of failed attempts at language learning that I've had, you know I've worked with a lot of language primers. In every single one of them, the words for I don't understand appear somewhere in the first several pages. Sure, you start with hello and goodbye and please and thank you and where's the washroom? But eventually you get around to I don't understand. Usually in great big letters, and accompanied by a simple dialogue that goes something like, unintelligible in language, you say, je ne comprends pas. I don't understand. For language learners and travelers alike, this is a most important phrase. Yet it's a phrase I always find difficult to say. Is it because the words are hard to pronounce? No, not really. Is it because the phrase is difficult to remember? No. At least it shouldn't be. The truth of the matter is, the difficulty I have with saying the words I don't understand come from my ego, rather than any morphological or phonological challenge. I love languages. I love cultures. I love to travel. I love to meet new people. But I hate to make people repeat themselves. I hate to feel like the ugly American. I hate to make people talk in English around me when it's clear that they would rather not. I hate for people to think I'm unintelligent. I hate to admit that I don't understand. In today's gospel lesson from St. John, I'll foster a guess that there were many in the omnipresent crowd around Jesus these days who were equally afraid to tell him that they didn't understand. Sure, over the last few weeks, Jesus' teaching about the bread of life has become more and more difficult. Yes, it started with Jesus feeding a multitude with real bread and real fish. It has become a complicated theological commentary on the nature of the Christ and his work of salvation. To be honest, it's become a little gross, too. All that stuff about feeding on flesh and drinking blood. I mean, ick. I have many years of theological training. In fact, I was sitting back there earlier today counting up the years of theological training present up here, not to mention that out there, and it's like 20 or more up here and almost 100 years of ministry. That's probably like 70 or 80 sermons on this text. And I was going to say I hadn't ever heard a really, really good one on the bread of life that made me understand, and then I heard Glennis's this morning. So go back and listen to that after you've agreed with me that this is impossible to understand, okay? Then go listen, and you'll get it. I'm not even sure I fully understand what Jesus is after here. And more than that, I'm sure that there must have been someone in the crowd that day that felt the same way. Yet no one raises a hand and says, "Pardon me, Jesus, I don't understand." I mean, don't get me wrong, the crowd was not silent. As we saw last week and again this week, there was much murmuring, and read enough Bible, you know that when people start to murmur, it's never a good thing. Next week, and apologies for the spoiler alert, we will read that, or we'll even read that many of Jesus' followers will depart from him simply because they didn't understand the teaching about the bread. Though Christ has explained it over and over again, they don't get it. They will ultimately blame Jesus, but they will never admit that they just don't get it. Maybe they didn't want to make him repeat himself. Maybe they just hated to admit that they didn't get it. When we're willing to say that we don't understand something, it's more than just an admission that somewhere in our cognitive minds we're not able to make things meet up. We're doing more than admitting that we didn't pay attention, or we just didn't hear well, or we have some lack of essential knowledge. When we're willing to say that we don't understand, we are, particularly for as learned a congregation as ours, being very vulnerable and very honest. Frankly, we're placing ourselves in the care of the person we're speaking with, and we are asking them for help. Certainly would have been the case with Jesus, and I've yet to encounter another person in a travel or language situation that when I say, I don't understand, they just kind of go, too bad. Train's going to move on without you. This posture of vulnerability and this posture of honesty, this admission that you don't understand is not easy, but it is so important. In fact, I believe it's the key to understanding what Jesus is really about when he says, I am the bread of life. While Jesus has labored hard to explain what he's about here, ranging from teachings metaphorical to teachings philosophical, his major theme throughout the entire dialogue is clear. Whatever this bread of life is, it is a gift from God. In the end, it doesn't matter whether you understand the bread of life. It only matters that you receive it. It is similar, but ultimately and importantly different from the way that the manna works in the Old Testament. Over and over again, Jesus says, the one who eats this bread will have eternal life. In Jesus, God is offering everyone an opportunity to be a part of his eternal family. God is offering his help. God has heard our complaint. He has heard our cry, and he has sent not a rationale, not a theology, not a new teaching per se, but true friend. That's that Google Translate. True food and true drink besides. The equipment to satisfy what it is that we are really hungering for, that for which we really thirst. And frankly, that's all we need to understand. It's hard. I know. Frankly, it's as hard as overcoming our own pride and frustration and asking someone to repeat themselves or to speak a little more slowly or to explain something in a different way or simply to be patient with us. But God's ready to do that. And God's willing to do that. And in the end, putting ourselves in God's care should be just about as simple as saying, I don't understand. Amen.